Throughout almost all the legislative battles for Social Security and Medicare and the other progressive measures that Wilbur was so influential in, the American labor movement has been a close ally and very important in the accomplishment of those goals. I'm going to ask Ken Young, the assistant to Lane Kirkham, the president of the AFL-CIO, if he would say a few words.
Thank you very much, Bob. Lane wanted to first apologize for not being here. He's on a plane, otherwise he would have been. I don't know how many people knew it, but Wilbur Cohn certainly did. Lane started in the labor movement in the AFL-CIO Social Security Department. So he knew Wilbur Cohn, he respected Wilbur Cohn, and all of us learned a lot from Wilbur to Lane and through Nelson Cruikshank and through many of the others who are all such good friends. I've heard the executive department speak today and the elected public officials speak today. It seems to me it's time for a lobbyist in this room to say a word or two. I think the first time I ever saw Wilbur Cohn, Andy Biemiller sent me up here. He said, "You're going to be testifying from time to time. You ought to hear how someone really handles it well." And I sat in the back of this room and heard Wilbur Cohn and tried to learn from that. Over the years, when our Social Security Department, our legislative department worked so closely with Wilbur, considered him such a close ally and advisor, I also carpooled with Nelson Cruikshank. And it was from Nelson that I heard that, like some of the other speakers, there were occasional disagreements. And Nelson Cruikshank would go up and see George Meany about some of those, and they would discuss what the labor movement ought to do and whether we should take on Wilbur or we should work out something with Wilbur or perhaps think of some other alternative. George Meany had a motto that he used to tell the lobbyists. He used to say, "When you come up to the Hill, never threaten and never beg and never assume that you're always right." Nelson Cruikshank in the carpool told me that that last phrase about never assuming you're always right came from our dealings with Wilbur Cohn, that we learned we were often maybe on the wrong side and had a little education that we could use. So the labor movement joins with everybody else in paying deep respect and homage to our longtime friend, Wilbur Cohn. Thank you.